Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. How many of you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed about something, and you don't feel like you're really getting an answer? I know I've definitely felt that way before, and it can be so frustrating to think that our prayers aren't being heard, but they are. And a lack of answers from God doesn't mean that He isn't listening or doesn't care about the things we're worried about, but maybe it means that He still wants you to do some research, some experimenting with faith to figure this one out more on your own. He's given you so many tools that sometimes we just need to be reminded of. And one of the greatest tools He has blessed us with is the ability to feel right or wrong about things through the Spirit or the Holy Ghost. So there have been very few times in my life when I have felt the Spirit just overwhelmingly confirming or denying a decision that I have made. And those are so incredible and so powerful, but they don't happen all that often. And more often than not, I feel a really subtle feeling one way or the other about a decision. And I've noticed that it makes sense in my heart and in my mind, as the scriptures say. So LDS Apostle Elder David A. Bednar said, quote, "Immediate and intense manifestations of the Spirit are found in the scriptures, recounted in church history, and evidenced in our own lives. Indeed, these mighty miracles do occur. However, this pattern of revelation tends to be more rare than common. Most frequently, revelation comes in small increments over time and is granted according to our desires, worthiness, and preparation. Such communications from Heavenly Father gradually and gently distill upon our souls as the dews from heaven." So, for example, when I was preparing to serve an LDS mission, I got a very strong impression that I was to go on a mission, that it was the right thing to do, and I needed to go right then, a little bit earlier than I was planning on. And then on the other hand, when I was preparing to marry my husband, when we were engaged, I was concerned that I didn't feel this really powerful, overwhelming feeling that yes, he was the right one and I had finally found the man that God had set aside for me. But I was concerned about this, and I had to remind myself, think of all the little ways that the Spirit had already confirmed to me that he was right and true. I mean, just the fact that he had entered my life and the fact that we had found our way to each other under kind of interesting circumstances, and I was able to go forward with that and feel good about it. So the Spirit really, it does work in very, very many different ways. And in these cases, it's important to remember what the Spirit feels like. And honestly, it might feel a little differently for everyone. So hear what some millennials had to say when we asked them what the Spirit feels like to them.
You can feel it in so many different ways. And I feel like when I am in tune with the Spirit, when I have asked for something, then this overwhelming feeling, that's what it tells me when I'm feeling the Spirit.
When I feel the Spirit, I mostly feel like I'm being comforted. And to me, I feel like the Spirit comes in a lot of different levels or layers for me.
The Spirit has often felt like just a quiet assurance of the things that I'm thinking. I feel like it's kind of this little guidance to like my thoughts. And then a lot of times when I have come to the right conclusion, then I will start to like feel like a good warmth inside, or I'll feel happy about it.
I've always felt it as thoughts and impressions. Thoughts come to my mind and they're confirmed by my feelings. I mean, it's one of those things where like over time the evidence speaks for itself.
To me, the Spirit feels like almost as if you're looking at the world from a different perspective.
Sometimes we expect bigger and grander, but through the scriptures we're taught still small voice, quiet whisperings.
It is just this reassurance that life is okay and that the path of the gospel is the way to go.
You know, I don't know where I would be without the Spirit. It's a big difference to me.
So to watch or listen to other inspiring content on how to pray and receive answers, visit mormonchannel.org, or you can download the Mormon Channel app in the App Store on your device. We're going to end today with a quote from a member of the LDS First Presidency, President Henry B. Eyring. And he said, You feel peace, hope, and joy when the Spirit speaks to your heart and mind that something is true. Almost always, I have felt a sensation of light. Definitely important advice to remember. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.